Building a Working Class Movement for Tamil Rights. The 4th of February protest, Black Day for Tamils of Sri Lanka. Kutheswaran S. Tamil Solidarity and East London Socialist Party. On the 4th of February, Tamil Solidarity called a protest outside the Sri Lankan High Commission in London. This protest marked a Black Day for Tamils. The current Sri Lankan president was defense minister during the 2009 massacre. He has now declared that 20,000 people who disappeared since the war are dead. This is little comfort or explanation to the families of the missing. These families deserve justice to actually know what happened to missing loved ones. Tamil Solidarity calls for the releasing of all information held by the Sri Lankan government about the civil war. We demand an investigation into these war crimes, under the democratic control of ordinary people and their representative organizations, including the trade unions, community groups and the bereaved. Tamils and other minorities have been systematically refused their national democratic rights since Sri Lankan independence from Britain in 1948. We called out the hypocrisy of celebrating independence while secret camps still operate, political prisoners languish behind bars, families of the victims have not received any sort of explanation, and Tamil-owned land has not been given back. When the Sri Lankan government was organizing a celebration inside the warm building, hundreds protested in the cold weather outside. We mourned the thousands who perished at the hands of the Sri Lankan government, and demanded justice for those who are still suffering. The Socialist Party brought solidarity, calling for the right of self-determination. We sold over 10 copies of The Socialist and 36 copies of Ethi, a Tamil and English language paper produced by Tamil Solidarity. The Sri Lankan officials were rattled, and their natural reaction was to photograph and video protesters once again. The Sri Lankan government had called in the help of British police, wasting taxpayers' money, to provide security. But the protest was peaceful despite anger, sadness, and disgust. We do not believe that the Sri Lankan government, that shamelessly continues to justify killing tens of thousands, will deliver justice. But the demand for freedom, recognition of right to self-determination for the Tamil-speaking masses, is stronger than ever.